Sis, striving for perfection is exhausting and overrated. To be honest, God never called for us to be perfect. So there's that too. As we go through our lives, often in comparison to other people, to society, and even social media, we get so caught up that we often miss the memories and action to be captured. Whether it's toys all over the house, non-Instagram ready meals, or interrupted planned schedules, there's beauty in the chaos and God's hand at work. Let's talk about it. Hey sis, are you ready to gain tools and skills that will result in you fully living in and up to your God-given potential and purpose? Is it time for you to reclaim your identity, achieve time management hacks, and finally master greater self-discipline? Well, if that sounds like you, you are in the right place. Let's go. Look, I know we are all busy and we find it difficult to lean on others to help us. But I have an amazing Facebook community of women who show up for one another to encourage, inspire, and help each other to grow. We share tips, skills, and advice from our own personal experiences, plus so much more. So come join us at Jada Hartfield, Life and Success Coach. Can't wait to see you there. And also, I have recently created a journal called Reclaiming Your Identity that I truly believe will be instrumental to you on your journey. The link is in the notes. Go grab yours now. Hey, 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 and welcome to a brand new episode of Unblocking Your Purpose. I am Jada, your host, your girl, your friend, all the things, and I am excited to be with you for another week, another episode, as we are now trying to transition into, you know, unblocking the purpose and being okay with what comes from that, right? Last week, we kind of talked about invisible labor and all those things that we take on as busy women, as mamas, for sure. And now I just wanted to talk about how in the midst of that, becoming whatever you're becoming, becoming can be messy, right? But there's so much beauty in that. And I think a lot of times, especially if you're like me, a bit type A, a bit of a perfectionist, we can get lost in that. And we can miss a lot of the beauty and a lot of the lessons because we're trying to make things be a certain way. So as always, I'm not saying that you need permission. I am not saying for you to raise your hand with me, but I will just share from my heart because I have a feeling if you were here listening to me or watching me, if you're looking at the video, that we are kindred spirits. And so I will take, you know, I will fair catch it, if you will. So let's get into this, right? So as always, I like to start with a Bible verse, but first I would like for us just to take a moment, if you're able to, just close your eyes and take a deep breath. Let that go. Okay. Sometimes we need to just take a breath, you know, take a moment, take a beat, take a pause, take any of that so that we can just regroup. Even if it's like those micro breaks I talked about, if you need to just reset and reshift. But sometimes I think we just get so lost and we're so, you know, focused on going and accomplishing and doing all the things that we don't just take, you know, a little bit of a reprieve, just breathing, just taking a beat. So I wanted to start with that. Also wanted to let you know that, you know, as we are becoming who God has called us to be, which I think a lot of us at this point in our lives, so whether you are climbing the corporate ladder or your whatever your career choice was, or, you know, for me, if you're busy and motherhood, just all these things that we are in the midst of and what we believe God has called us to be, sometimes we lose track and we lose focus of maybe what He has really, truly called us to be and called us, you know, to do and to get after. And in these things that He's doing for us and allowing us to do, whether it's our own or whether it's Him guiding us, we have to understand that it's not a glamorous process, right? There are times where, you know, it's messy and chaotic and maybe it's loud and it's tiring. And sometimes if you're like me, it feels like, okay, you grab hold of it and you're motivated and you're focused and it's like, okay, you're taking steps forward. And then it feels like you're being pulled all the way back. You know, that is just the way that it goes. So when we are becoming, you know, whether it's our goal of whatever we want it to become or whether we're listening to His voice and we're following where He wants wants us to go. Sometimes the process looks crazy and chaotic, and that too in itself can be overwhelming. It can make us question ourselves, doubt things, rethink things, but we have to understand that maybe some of it is all, you know, for a reason. And there's beauty in that. There's beauty in going through it. Now, again, if you're like me, it doesn't feel like it, right? Because you want things to be a certain way. I get it. I want it to be a certain way too. But as I'm getting older and as I continue to go back to things that keep pulling at my heart, keep pulling, you know, coming to me in a dream or coming up in things that I watch, like, we have to understand that even in the midst of all that, there is beauty. We have to understand and see it, be willing to see it. Like, okay, it seemed terrible. Like, you went through something and it was like not at all how you envisioned it to go. And you're like, this was a mistake, right? Have you been there? This is a mistake. But really and truly, and as I'm saying, as I'm getting older and I'm going through things and I have to realize that there can be a lesson in everything, right? There can be a lesson in it. There can be a, didn't see this part coming, but what does that mean? You know, where we can stop and pause and think, take that breath and be like, don't know where this is coming from. This was not in my plan, but it's happening for a reason. And maybe it is to set you back on the trajectory that he wants you to go, right? So there can be beauty as we are going through the processes, as we're trying to figure out what is working for us, what is not working for us, what is something that you thought you would never do, and you might try it, and all of a sudden it just blossoms because it was his plan. It was his ways, right? His ways are bigger and better than our ways, right? So I have been there. I've been there where I am just like, okay, I thought things were supposed to be this way. Or even, for example, when I was growing up, okay, I'm playing soccer. That's what I'm going to do, blah, blah, blah. And I tore up my ACL. And I remember being in sixth grade and saying I would never go into the military, you know, because my brother was older and he went in and I had all these preconceived notions from movies or whatever. I would never go. And so after I tore up my knee and I went into college, my daddy was like, hey, go try ROTC. And I was like, remember I said I was never doing that? So here we are, like 20 something years later. And by doing something that didn't seem like it was in my plan, in my path of, you know, either playing soccer for college or even to the degree, I want to be a lawyer. So I thought, right, did not go to law school. I tried it, did all the things, and it didn't pan out the way I wanted it to. However, by doing something that did not seem to fit that, I ended up now with my now husband, having my babies and having retired from that career. So sometimes it may not go the way you thought it would go. It may even be a little chaotic. You're like, why are you sending me this way? But be open to it is what I would challenge you with. I know I've kind of gone a little bit of a way, in this episode, but I do have a couple of Bible verses, but I'm gonna start with this one, and it's Ecclesiastes 3:11 from the NIV. And it says, he has made everything beautiful in its time. And I thought that that was so profound because, again, even with the story I just shared, like, no, my life was supposed to be corporate America and blah, 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 and doing this and not the army. And yet here I am having retired after 23 years, 9 months, 6 days, who's counting, right? But having that retirement, they helped with IVF for me to have my beautiful babies. And like I said, my husband and I met through the military. So not necessarily what I thought, you know, but it became what it became, and it has been beautiful over this time. And I pray it continues to go that way. So sometimes it may not go the way you want it to, but there's beauty in all of it. And there's beauty in time if we give it time and follow the path. So just think of that next time you're kind of going through something and you're like, what does this mean? What is life? Why am I going through this? No, I want it to be blah, 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 blah. I got to get from point A to point B to get to point Z. And it has to be that it may not be. And understand that the beauty is also in the journey. So, you know, a big thing that became apparent for me, and this is really going to be for my mamas, is when my motherhood journey with the purpose of who Jada is collided. And it still collides, right? And I've had to figure out how do I balance that? Because yes, I pray to be a wife. I pray to be a mom. And those prayers were answered. Praise God, they were answered. But then along with that, as I've talked to up to this point, the season and the episodes, it's like I was, a wife, a mom, a soldier, an employee. Like I was all of those things, but I kind of got away from who I was at my core. And not only that, who God purposed me to be. Who am I supposed to be for him and for the kingdom? And so I got away from that. And so a lot of times, especially with motherhood, because I am, so my husband's older, he has older kids. I'm grateful for all of that, but I really wanted to have kids. And just because of the journey, blah, 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 here we are with three instead of maybe just having the one. And so a lot of times the motherhood part of it, or the parenthood of it, a lot falls on me. And I'm okay with that. He's doing what he's got to do. I know my friends who know, right? But most of that is going to fall on me, like we talked about last week, right? Keeping schedules and keeping appointments and doing all the things. But there were times where, I would be like, oh, I want to do a TEDx talk, right? Or I want to do my podcast, or I want to whatever it was that I wanted to do. And it would be kind of met with opposition of like, well, you're a mom now. I am. By the grace of God, I am. But it doesn't mean that I should lose sight of who I am, who I'm purposed to be, who I need to serve, and who I need to help. And so a lot of times those two things will collide. And so trying to find that balance where you're not losing yourself while you're still taking care of, the main things and the main people, there can be tension. And I just want you to understand and to know that, one, you're not alone in that. And two, as you're trying to figure out how that balance works, it may be very messy for a little bit. It might be messy for a lot of it. I don't know, but I want you to know that it doesn't mean that you need to give up on either priority, right? Yeah, my babies are important to me, but I'm important to me. My purpose is important to me. Building the kingdom is important to me. So, yes, it has been messy. Yes, I have had to be creative in how I make everything work, and so far it is. But I just want you to know that you can still find the good. I mean, I remember a couple of seasons ago, when I started the podcast, like in its first iteration, I even had Olivia on with me. It was like she was home and I needed to record, and I merged them. So there are ways to get everything done. It's just a matter of doing it. Also understand that the beauty of something is not just in the end result, right? And I've kind of been touching on that. It's not just about what you produce at the end, but it's really about the journey and the process and how you got there and all the things that made it what it was. So at the end, when you do have the result and you do have the testimony to talk about it and to share it with somebody else, just realize and appreciate the beauty that comes along with it. Even sometimes when you have like the hard things or the adverse things, and yeah, it's not going to be, oh, I'm so happy about this adverse action, like when it's happening. But even as it goes and you're going through it and you go through it and you get on the other side, you can even appreciate that then, right? Because it just makes the story that much more beautiful. So, whether you're being pruned, you have disappointments, you're going to have setbacks, it's going to happen. But just know, keep pushing and lean on God. He will help you to get to the end result. And so, a lot of times, that helps us to grow spiritually. It helps us to have a better result, maybe a longer lasting result as we're pushing through that. And so, again, it may not be great while you're going through it, but when you get on the other side, because sis, you're going to get on the other side. It's going to be worth it. And so a big part of this is being obedient, right? Being obedient to God and what he has for you, what he whispers for you to do, what he shouts at you to do. There are signs everywhere, and we just have to be open to that, be open to hearing it, seeing it, realizing it, and then being obedient and walking that out. And hey, raising my hand, if you're listening to me, I'm raising my hand because it is hard. We have in our minds what we want it to be, how we think it should be, and we're going. And then, and he'll let us. But then when we are doing it the way that he's called us to do it, it's going to be beautiful. So remember, in all of this, being obedient will definitely help find the beauty and, you know, understand and be able to accept maybe some of the messiness and the chaos as we're dealing with it, because we know that there is a purpose at the end as we continue to do this. So I just wanted to give you a few affirmations as you're going through things, because we're all going to go through things. But when you're going through it, it's like, hey, even though I'm here right now in this moment, I'm still growing. I am still, you know, getting better. I am still being shaped and being poured into, and I'm growing. I'm going to get there. I'm growing. Or in the middle of the chaos, because we're all in it, in the middle of the chaos, I'm being refined. Because when we are faced with those adverse things, it gives us the opportunity to decide how we're going to react to it, decide how we're going to, you know, as I always say, like turn it on its head and flip it where it's going to work in our greater good. So in the chaos, I am being refined. And one last one, even when it's messy, I'm still becoming. So even when you're going through the trials and the tribulations and the back and the forth and the ups and the downs, you're still becoming who He has purposed you to be, who He has purposed you to become, who you desire to become. So those are just a few that maybe, and then write some down for yourself. Put them on a post-it note, take it with you, or write it in your phone if you're one of those people. You know, I love a journal, so I'm always going to write it down. And then I love a post-it, so sticking post-its around just to have those visuals to remind you that, yes, it may be a bit all over the place, but you are still there and you're still growing and you're still refining and you're going to make it through that. So one more verse I wanted to give you. It comes from Philippians 1, verse 6. Being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So we have to understand that from the beginning, God has placed things in our hearts. And so if you have something that keeps coming up over and over and you're like, ooh, I don't know if I should do that. If it's coming up, it probably needs to come out. I've said that for years. If it's coming up, it probably needs to come out. And so those are your dreams and those are your goals and those are your desires and your wants and your needs and all of that. And so it may be hard to see the fruition of it, but know that you can get there if that's what you really desire. And if He started it in you, He's going to keep allowing you to go through it until you complete it. And then understanding that, like, a good work, that good work He puts in you is not going to be instantaneous. Like, you know, like, this is life. We go through it. God willing, we have a while to go through it, right? So that we can, you know, fulfill all of that for Him and for us. So it may not be instant, it may be ongoing, but don't think that that means that it's not going to happen. Don't think that it's a mistake, because again, if it's coming up, it needs to come out and it is going to produce what it is meant to produce. So stay in there and know that He does not leave you in the midst of that. He does not start any kind of chaos for you, that He is with you. He sees you and He cares about us, right? And so He is going to allow and provide for us to get to where He wants us to be and where we want to be. So again, thanks for being here. If you are like me, I have started this other part of my journey where I'm into making journals for people like you and for myself that like to write and just get it out of our head, get it on paper. There's magic in that to me, because I feel like when you do that, not only does it help you to remember, but it helps you to like really get clear on it. So I have a few journals, and one that I think would be imperative for this is the Reclaiming Your Identity. It's a 90-day, I lead you through prompts, get you to think about some things, have some things in there for you to really sink your teeth into as you continue on your journey and either claim or reclaim who you're supposed to be, so you can continue to work toward that as you're unblocking your purpose, all right? So if you're interested, the information will be in the show notes. And as always, thank you so much for being here, for taking time, for sharing this. If you think that this message or any of them can touch somebody else or speak to somebody else, please share it. This is me trying to reach out and for you, asking you to help me to expand that reach as I'm continuing to unblock my purpose and live in what He has called me to do. So until next week, thanks and love you. Bye. Okay, lady, now's your turn to go check out the Facebook community and grab your journal, Reclaiming Your Identity, if you haven't already. Your future self will thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I truly hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If so, would you do me a favor and take about 30 seconds and share it with a friend, a sister, a mom, or any woman that you know is also ready to unblock their purpose? And if you could also please leave a quick review for the show wherever you're tuning in from, that would be great. It really motivates and encourages me to know that I am walking in my purpose and helping you. After all, we are better when we come together. All right, sis, until next Monday, remain blessed and continue taking steps to unblock your purpose. Bye.